Yes, it is happening, guys. BDS and Lawrence are back in the building, and we are broadcasting another podcast straight to your, doors, right, honey?
Straight to your headphones.
Exactly. I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
I'm very excited. I'm so excited to announce that today is episode number 13.
Oh, damn.
Of Here's the Sitch podcast. So right. I can't believe we've done 13 already.
I know. I'm very actually proud of this podcast. We actually, you know, get down to some really like talk worthy, like
introspective
topics. Deep, yeah, exactly.
Deep topics.
Exactly. And this is the positive podcast that you never knew that you needed, guys. And it's all about being positive, living your best life, and pretty much being your best self.
Yes. And I think that the world hasn't always gotten to see this deep side of you.
I know.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Good. Well, I think it's fair to say that as you start to get older, that you continue to find a better version of yourself.
Yes.
I mean, and I think that, and I don't exactly know the quote, but every chapter of your life will require a different version of yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
Or you will continue to fail the test.
Right.
Anyways, honey, what is on the menu today?
So we're going to go right into Here's the Sitch.
Oh, damn.
All segment right away. Because I woke up this morning and saw something in my DMs that I just was shocked to see. And it was not.
Well, who is sneaking in Mrs. Situation's DMs?
No,
I want to know.
It was just, you know, a fan follower that said, you know, if you're over COVID, come on down, come on down to South Florida.
You know what? I saw that too. It seems Florida has just canceled COVID.
Yeah, it's just the cancel COVID culture down there.
Yeah,
and
beaches open, restaurants open,
people dining out.
Not giving a fuck.
People just saying, we're done with the COVID experiment. We're going to ride this one out.
Yeah, all right.
And I was just like, damn, when is that going to happen in New Jersey?
Well, I know New Jersey and New York are very close to reopening, but
And also, we, to our government's credit, our area was a hot spot within the
yes,
country.
Yes, New York
so
and New Jersey were hot
spots. We need to take a little bit longer to be safe and open. I just really feel for the small businesses that, you know, are waiting on the sidelines reopen while the big box retailers are just plugging away.
Yeah, yesterday was my brother-in-law's birthday and we socially distanced and dropped off a card. And when we were outside with the doing some social distancing, mm-hmm. he explained to me 36 million people have applied for
unemployment.
Yeah. Wow.
It's unbelievable. I read this morning.
The Great Depression.
It's scary, but I think this is going to segue into an excellent topic for today.
Yes, it is.
Because you have some excellent insight on tough times and experience.
Yes, wait, hold on. Tough times don't last.
Tough people do.
Tough people do, exactly. All right, keep going, honeys, because I like where we're going right now.
Yeah, so I also read this morning that Victoria's Secret is closing like 250 some odd stores nationwide. Nordstrom locally just closed a bunch.
Yeah.
The one by us closed.
JCPenney
is going down. I know Neiman Marcus was on the cusp of doing bankruptcy. So I think all these industries are just facing a new challenge.
A new normal, right?
And they have to regroup.
Yeah.
And reset.
And repivot.
Yeah. Pivot?
Yeah.
I don't know that repivot's a word, but pivot.
Yeah, you got to change. Almost, I like to say this all the time, but when you guys are in the car and you see your GPS and you make a wrong turn, what does it say, guys? Recalculating.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of times that's what you have to do in life, recalculate. A lot of people are hard-headed, and when they make that right turn, they're like, even if it says recalculating, they don't want to, you know,
go back and
yeah.
And try to fix it.
Yeah,
but
the old
machine
way.
Isn't catching up, so it keeps saying recalculating.
Old ways are not going to open up new doors.
No.
Wow.
So I think that this opens up a huge opportunity.
Yeah, it does. People don't even know that when you face challenges in life, obstacles, what they really are, an obstacle, and we've said it before, is a brilliantly disguised opportunity. Whether you're facing, you know, obviously people face depression, anxiety, self-doubt, you know, weight gain. You could have lost your job. You could have been in a divorce. Obviously, you know, businesses are being shut down. There is a way if you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think right now in this climate, it opens up a lot of room for creativity.
Yeah.
Invention.
I agree.
Especially right now.
It's going to force you to be creative. You know what I mean? Yeah, like you have no other choice. There's no blueprint.
Yeah.
There's no textbook on what to do when this happens.
Yep.
You need to embrace the unknown.
Yes.
You need to do what you can change mm-hmm. and let go yep. and not harp on the things you cannot control. So you can't control COVID.
Yeah.
You cannot control what the government is putting into effect.
Yep.
But you can control how you react to it.
Yes.
And how you innovate your business and self.
Yes. Life is 10% what happens to you. Actually, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to the situation. Yeah. And that, you know, just really means a lot, to be honest. I mean, it just comes down to, you know, you will be amazed what you can accomplish when your only option is to be strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of Americans are going to be put in that position to find their strength.
Yeah.
And to live outside the fear zone.
Uh-huh, yeah,
In an earlier podcast episode, we talked about that fear zone and that mm-hmm. chart that we have shared. It's actually, if you head to our Instagram, here's the Sitch podcast on mm-hmm. IG, you can see it on there. And
I know, it's just insane right now. I saw in my DMs that a woman said that she was so much like in the fear zone that she didn't want to really get out of bed. You know, she was like paralyzed from fear or mm-hmm. anxiety or depression. And, you know, you really have to take action. The mm-hmm. smallest of steps, baby steps, to get out of that and force yourself to move.
Yeah, you really have to. You can't stay stagnant in a fearful mindset. That's not going to do anything other than hinder your own progress as a human being, your progress as a professional, as a person in any kind of relationship.
It's just
going to deteriorate everything.
I think our whole country is based off of adapting and overcoming.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, you know, like what our forefathers have created for us, the American dream, you know? So that's what we're talking about today. What are you guys facing? Honey, do you have the number? Because I want some of our listeners to hit us up and let us know, you know, what are some of the obstacles that they're facing? What are, you know, what is holding them back? Because at the end of the day, we know, guys, a slingshot has to be pulled back mm-hmm. in order to be let go to propel forward.
Preach.
It was not a setback, but a setup.
Here at Here's the Sitch podcast, my hubby and I like to live a well-rounded lifestyle. So that, of course, means having a quality night's sleep.
Facts, honey.
So what we did when we moved into our home was we made sure to hit up Helix and get an amazing Helix mattress. Are you guys not able to sleep because of today's politics and what's going on in the current climate? Helix Sleep has an amazing quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it'll match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, if you like plush or firm, with Helix, there's no more confusion and no more compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded the number one best overall mattress pick for 2019 by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Wow, honey, that right there is an awesome situation.
Helix Sleep is situations approved. We love them here at Here's the Sitch. And Mike and I took the quiz and we were matched with a firm Helix mattress because that's what we love, a firm mattress. We're both side and occasional back sleepers, and we've been sleeping on it for about a month now, and the proof is in the pudding. We are loving it. Here's the Sitch listeners are getting a special offer from Helix Sleep. All you need to do is go to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. This is completely risk-free. I would totally recommend it. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off.
Yeah, it's time to invest in your sleep.
Make sure you guys give us a call. Let us know what you're going through, what challenges you're facing in this current climate. Our direct number is 732-898-0414. And we look forward to hearing your voicemails. Honestly, make sure you leave a message with your name and where you're from, because we've been getting calls from all over the country. And it's so cool to add in the point of view of the different location, because everyone's experiencing different levels of this COVID
stuff. I mean, I'm even hearing that some people have, you know, lost their job, which is a shame. But I even... heard that some of the benefits that they have applied for have exceeded what they would have had incomed anyway.
What? I didn't follow.
Okay. What you're following is, let's just say benefits. Let's just say you make $2,000 a week, mm-hmm. right? From your regular job. And then with unemployment and all the benefits from unemployment,
from the program, they're pulling in
$2,100 or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You haven't heard that, honey?
No, because I'm kind of like, I go through stages of reading articles and news because it's overwhelming. So I haven't, no, I didn't hear that. That's
yeah, interesting. I did hear that some people are pulling in more money than they earned to begin with.
Where'd you hear that?
In the streets.
I was going to say.
In the streets.
Because I don't know if that they would be if they did it accurately, but.
No, it's just because there's so many all these programs. Yeah, it's not, yeah.
Well, I really encourage everybody to like go online yes. and find the resources, because yes. there are a lot of new programs. I mean, we get a lot of like spam emails every day mm-hmm. trying to explain programs to people. And, you know, I know there's all these different laws coming out to help everybody. So definitely like get in touch with somebody in your area that's experienced in that and just do your research online, because you might be able to get some kind of assistance out there with what's happening.
Yeah. And plus, honey, all the gyms in our area are definitely closed. I'm wondering what the new normal is going to be with gyms opening up.
That's a really good question.
Are they totally going to close down? I mean, obviously, I hope not. But like, that's what I'm hearing.
I think that that's an industry, along with a lot of industries, that are going to forever be changed.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think for the better in the long run. Uh-huh. But creatively, they're going to have to figure out what the best fit is for them yep. to go forward in the future. Because think about it. We've been home for 3 months now. Everyone's been home for yeah. about 3 months. Anybody who's an active person or wanting to take care of themselves physically has found a new routine at home.
Well, no, that's definitely good to know. But at the same time, there are listeners out there that I think that are still haven't made a move, to be honest with you.
Well, then you're going to have to move off that couch. Okay?
Like, I'm telling you, man.
If you want to make it to the average living lifespan of 79, I think it is.
79. Or
80, yeah. You might want to move off that couch and get your body moving and get those endorphins flowing. And especially, guys, if you are in a position where you are laid off or a small business owner and any of these industries where you really need to reinvent yourself and become innovative mm-hmm. in a new way to reach your consumers and continue to grow, get your body moving. It will help the creative juices flowing.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, when we work out, we come up with so many different ideas. It's kind of like that shower thought. You know, when you're in the shower and you're like, oh my God, this is a great idea.
Don't get me started on the shower, because my shower is an event, all right? And we've spoken to a lot of listeners that, yeah. that you know, we have an A-B schedule. Mike had the A-B schedule. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Mike had the A-B schedule. Not my Mike. A different Mike.
Yeah. Mike had the A-B schedule.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
You can hear more about our shower situation and others on episode 11 and 12 of yes. Here's the Sitch podcast, if you want to go check those out.
Now that we're on fitness, New Jersey's gyms, like I said, haven't even opened yet. I don't even know if they're going to go back to the new normal. On the other flip side of that coin, we have Florida. who is just raw dogging life, and they are just back in business down in Florida. So
just, you know, hashtag COVID's canceled.
Yeah. But I think they're accepting visitors as well. I think they said they're inviting pro teams. And so
thank you, Florida. I feel like Florida is like the Luxembourg of like the United States.
Luxembourg, and I'm not that bougie. What does Luxembourg mean?
So Luxembourg is like a country. Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. But it's like has its own independent like or like it's not a country. I don't know the exact details of Luxembourg, but they have like their own government. Nobody messes with them. In Europe.
I want to know why.
Like, they rule themselves. Like, they're, like, a separate entity. And I feel like Florida kind of is like that in our in United States. Only because they have so many crazy things that are just legal there and are not here. Like, for example, you can ride a motorcycle in Florida with no helmet on.
Oh, no that's helmet. Right. I don't even think you need insurance in Florida, too, to be honest with you.
I mean...
You don't need... yeah, you don't need insurance.
And then Doc Antle...
I'm like, Bogdevans
down there.
Oh my god,
running his tiger place.
Listen, it's just a lot happening. It's all coming together because I know a lot of the times when I'm scrolling through the interwebs, that I constantly see articles. Florida man, you know,
yes, that's the thing.
Has been up for 7 days and wrestling crocodiles and lived to tell. I mean, just crazy stories. It's actually pretty funny, but.
And I have to say, like, they say that New Jersey and New York people are very tough. And if you make it here, you can make it anywhere. But I will say a lot of Floridians are transports from the tri-state area. So I do think they're very tough down there. And I also do... personally love Florida. My parents have a place in Boca and I've spent half my childhood growing up down there, so we love Florida, but this is just an observation.
Well, I'm getting jealous. New Jersey is not even open yet. Our gyms are not open, our restaurants are not open, we're only allowed takeout. So hence yesterday when we filmed an episode of Eating Our Best Life, we had to do a takeout edition. Hence what we're talking about today was adapting and overcoming. We couldn't release a regular episode because all the restaurants are pretty much closed.
Yeah.
So we adapted and we decided to release a takeout edition of Eating Our Best Life. And I'm actually happy we did it.
I think it came out really
great. It might be our best.
I'm very excited about it because I've been wanting, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel,
The Situations.
First of all, it's called The Situations. Mm-hmm. And we have a show on there called Eating Our Best Life.
Yep.
And we kind of kicked it off. My husband kicked it off with the idea of like a fast food nation tour.
Yep.
And we hit up almost every fast food place and gave our rundown on our opinion on their fine dining. And yesterday was our first recording of doing like restaurant quality food. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's more my speed. So I was really excited for that.
Well, all while we were supporting local business.
Of course. We decided to order from our favorite Italian restaurant that's in Marlboro, New Jersey.
Osteria. Big shout out to Steve.
Yes.
And Angelo.
And Angelo.
Yes. They always do an awesome job. And we did our first episode on them, so that should be released next week. Keep a lookout for that, guys.
Yes. I think it came out really great. And
it did.
It was cute. We set it up at home, like with a nice little tablecloth and the candles.
Yeah. Well, listen, we were being creative.
Yeah.
You know, adapting and overcoming.
Exactly.
And especially in this climate, that's what you have to do. And that's what a lot of Americans and people around the world have to do.
Yeah.
You know, so many people have lost their job. You know, I think overdoses, to be honest with you, have risen since.
Well, I think it's really hard for...
Depression.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really...
Mental health right now.
It's really wild in our country right now. So all the while to be positive, help your neighbor when you can, and just, you know, handle life one day at a time.
Yeah, we're all human. So we all need the support, you know, mentally and physically to get through this. And we will all come out better and more experienced in
That's
the long
right. The
run.
Comeback is always greater than the setback.
There are lessons that you can only learn in the hard times.
Oh my God, yes. You can, what is it? It's, there are some things you can only learn in a storm.
Exactly. It's so true because if it was like, if you were living on Easy Street, like all day in, night out.
Yeah,
like,
you got to learn how to dance in the rain. You know, that's, you know, what matters life and is how well you walk through the fire.
I am really curious, though, about the fitness world because that's something that we implement in our lifestyle every day.
I'm interested too. I mean, are gyms going to go back to the way that they were? I mean, obviously we know Florida is right now, but I don't know about in Jersey. I don't know. I think they're starting to gear up. I think they're going to do like a 6 feet type of thing.
I you know saw that. I you saw that, right? I saw someone do a commercial for that.
Yeah. And you saw it, right? On IG?
Yeah, I wasn't into it. I could see like the small boutique studios that are like much smaller classes and easier to maintain hygienic-wise. Uh-huh. I could see them kind of resuming normal and also continuing to do the virtual classes that they're all offering now.
There's a lot of virtual things, you know, coming out right now.
I think that's going to continue to be a staple within all the gyms.
Yeah. Well, me and Mrs. Situation have a fitness project that we are launching in the coming weeks. So keep a lookout for that, guys. You always know that BDS is going to bring some high quality content to the space. So, you know, be ready, guys.
What if I told you that you could get high-quality, organic, and non-GMO groceries delivered to your door for a lot less than you're paying now and help out families in need at the same time?
I'm in, honey.
That's what I'm doing at the Situation Household ever since I discovered Thrive Market. As a proud Thrive Market member, I get the products that I love, and my paid membership provides a free one for someone in need. That could be a low-income family, a teacher, a veteran, or a first responder. Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets and values. Paleo, keto, plant-based, they've got you covered. They deliver the highest quality ingredients, and they also offer clean beauty and bath products, which I love. And they have pet staples, which keeps our golden retriever, Mosey, very happy. Mike and I love grilling in the summertime, and their ethical meat and sustainable seafood is keeping us happy and full all spring and summer long. As a member, I'm saving 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices. Not only do I feel great about getting a deal on my favorite clean organic products, but I also feel great about helping to support families who need it most, especially during the COVID times right now. Thrive Market is working 24/7 to make sure members are getting their groceries delivered as fast as possible. Try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free today. All you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/situation. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit towards your first order. That's thrivemarket.com/situation to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 towards your first order. ThriveMarket.com/situation. You guys are going to love it.
I want to go to the phones right now, honey, because I like our podcast to be interactive, and I would like to get to our first caller.
Hey, guys. My name is John. I guess I'm just curious if you all have any tips for new transitions and going in new directions in your life. And you know I'm 32 and I'm just now kind of starting over in my career in a completely different field, and I've already done it once or twice before, and sometimes I worry that maybe I'm too much of a rolling stone. I don't know, but I wonder what tips you might have for just sort of embracing new directions and relieving some of that anxiety, and anything like that would be helpful. Thanks.
I love that question.
I do too, and it seems you're hyped, so I'm going to let you go in on him right now.
Well, I feel like we kind of were answering a lot of this.
Yes,
in the beginning of this.
Adapting and overcoming, yes.
It was kind of like he was reading our mind. Mm-hmm. I think that now is a perfect time to be changing career paths. You should definitely not feel any type of anxiety or stress within that, because you have to understand anytime you start anything new in your life, you should give yourself a pat on the back.
Very
because
true.
You're challenging yourself. And the older you are, the better that you're taking that risk.
But
I think
it's normal to have a little bit of fear. I think that's when you know you're doing something right.
I agree. I think that's the point, though. Exactly what you
said. I don't think people are used to having that feeling.
Exactly.
I've had that feeling for the past 5 years.
Yeah. Because I think that people get so comfortable in their 9-to-5s or their steady jobs and their steady paycheck
The only time you're going to grow is when it's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
It's the truth of the matter, guys.
And I think that it is commendable to do career changes because things are ever changing. Things are constantly growing. And right now, because of COVID, there's 32 million people filing for unemployment. Yeah. There's so much new opportunity out there. Don't be banging on the door that closed. So if your career path has a closed door because of the current
climate, there's going to be another three that open.
Exactly. There's so many other endless opportunities in different careers that you might excel at, not even know about
yet. And we spoke about this before, that this type of climate is going to lead to creativity and invention. And like we said before, you'll be amazed what you can accomplish if your only option is to be strong. You are forced to find a new way.
Yeah.
Adapt or die, to be honest. And I don't mean to be like that, but I'm going to just a little bit of tough love here.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head with this one. And it's just the best piece of advice that if you need to have that natural bit of fear to just push you to challenge yourself.
A lot of people are in the dark right now, honey. Yeah. But people don't know that seeds grow in the dark.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I just blew your mind. Yep. All right, honey, go to the next caller. I am having some fun here.
Hello, Mike and Lauren. This is Christopher from Chicago, Illinois. I am calling just to say congratulations on your show, on your sobriety, Mike, on your guys' relationship. I do want to say that I am about to hit my 1 year of sober life on May 25th. I feel great. I feel awesome. More of a question, more of a perspective. It's crazy how this world, alcohol, drugs are so normalized nowadays. And I feel like it's sometimes handicapped the human ability to be more than what we can be, the best versions of ourselves. What are your thoughts on what could we have be? Like what our potential could be if there was no alcohol, no drugs? Like just your thoughts. I know it's crazy to think, but man, I think that as our body's 100%, we damage it by drinking, drugs, negative things in our body. My point of view is that why would I do something to deteriorate my 100%?
Oh my goodness. Wow, Christopher's
that was amazing.
He is on my wavelength.
Yeah.
He's on my vibration, that guy right there. Yeah. First of all, we have to give a congratulations. He's 1 year sober, right, honey?
Yes, one year sober.
On May 25th.
On May 25th. He's Christopher from Chicago, Illinois. So thank you for calling in to Here's the Sitch. And I'm so glad that you did, because that was an incredible, insightful
It is. And I love to hear that particular insight that someone's on that type of level. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why would you deteriorate your 100%? And that has been a lot of our episodes.
Yeah. Like trying to explain.
The past 12 episodes, I've been explaining to people, why would you deteriorate your 100%? You know, and drugs and alcohol would be a distraction and deteriorating from your best self.
Right. You have this amazing God-given life on this earth. Okay. And we are very fragile humans.
Yep.
I'm sure everybody has experienced, unfortunately, grief and passings of friends or family. And we are very fragile. Mm-hmm. But you are here. You have all your organs internally. You have your external body. You have... You know, you're 100%. You're born. You're in the world. Uh-huh. Now, what are you going to do to survive? You're going to fuel yourself?
There are ways to increase.
Exactly. You drink a lot of water. You stay hydrated.
You work out.
You stay active. You fuel your body with healthy foods.
Educate yourself and read books.
Yes.
Learn a new skill. You're bringing yourself to the next level with different substances. His name is Christopher?
Yes.
Oh, God. He is so right. You are deteriorating.
You're 100%.
You're 100%. That's just facts there. Facts of the matter. And
so I love that perspective, because if you look at it, like, start every day at 100%. You're 100%. Now, if you take a drink, if you take a drug, depending on what the substance is and how much it is, you might knock yourself down to 50%.
Exactly.
They're now failing.
All right. I want to know, guys, if you just got a brand new computer, let's just say you got a brand new laptop, okay? Yeah. You're the newest one on the market. And you're like, you know what? On the weekends, I'm going to give it a virus. I'm going to give it a virus so it works slower. And then after a while, it doesn't work like it used to.
It doesn't perform. It ages quicker.
Starts to break down.
You got to replace it sooner.
Yeah, and eventually, you get a new one.
But in life, that you can't do that.
Exactly.
Well, unless you get like a liver transplant or something like that. But you don't want to do that. You don't want to have to go through that pain. Well,
what I'm trying to say is you're out the game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. You're out the game.
You're 6 feet
and you don't want to do that. You want to do things to elevate your consciousness, or, you know, you want to do that to elevate, to be your best self. And we've said it before, I think it was in our last podcast, we're not on this earth just to pay bills and die.
Yeah.
You know, so, oh God.
I love that perspective. And I love that he found us on Here's the Sitch podcast, because we are a new podcast. And these are the people we're speaking to. I love it.
He's 1,000,000% right. It's not, first of all, it breaks down your 100%. And it's not a sustainable way to live. It's just not. Drugs and alcohol are eventually going to make you make bad mistakes. It's going to affect every part of your life, including when you go to sleep, your sex life, your relationships, your job, your money. And I can go on and on, guys. And you're going to tell me on the positive side that you might have a little bit of instant gratification for like an hour, which I just, on my right hand side of the negatives, it's like a mountain of negatives.
Yeah.
So
I just don't have room for it in my life.
I don't have room for it. In my 30s, 1,000,000% right, hon. Yeah. You don't have room for it. We're in the middle of building our brands and being our best self and living our best life. We don't have time to break that down.
No.
All right, honey, let's go to the next caller.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. This is Heidi from North Carolina, and I just want to say I love your podcast. And my question is, what is your favorite quote and why?
Wow, that's a really good question, because I love quotes, and we usually end our podcast on a quote, but I'd have to go to my favorite one, and I know you guys are probably going to think it's the comeback is always greater than the setback, and I almost went there, but if I had to give my former self advice, and I always get this question, so I thought about it, the advice that I would give it, I would give my former self the quote of, make sure the fire inside of you is burning brighter than the fire outside of you.
Ooh.
And only then will you win.
Well, I just got chills.
Oh, God. I got chills from that one right there, because it's just so true from all the things that we've been through. It really is.
And you can apply that to the current state of the union.
Yes.
I mean, like, shit is on fire out there, guys.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It is real in the streets, like my husband says. And what do you need to do to combat that? You need to make sure your internal fire, your fire of persistence, creativity,
focus, determination,
growth, passion is more powerful than the
fire outside. Yep.
And fire outside.
1,000 facts.
Because that's the only way you can out.
Only way to win. Oh, God, I
love
it.
That. I have, all right, so I'm going to share my favorite quote.
Okay.
And it has been my favorite quote for, I want to say, about the past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
Through going through hardships and experience and all that kind of stuff. And it really also relates to the current climate.
Oh, let me hear it. Let's go.
So my favorite quote is, in the end, only three things matter.
Ooh.
How much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of the things not meant for you.
Wow. Really good one. I really do love that. And that's straight facts.
It's just straight facts. To me, like summarizes life.
It really does.
Because there's the people and the friends that you, then the family you love, how gently you lived, how kind you were to this earth and to people and to animals.
That's facts.
To all living things.
Facts.
And how gracefully you walked away from the closed doors.
People are not going to talk about the car that you had driven.
Nobody gives a shit.
When you were living. They're not going to talk about, you know, that watch. They're going to talk about, you know, how gentle and how kind you were, you know, while you were on this earth.
Yeah, and that last...
And your legacy. That's going to be your legacy.
That last line of that quote, I clinged to this quote when I was going through so many hard times, because I did face plenty of closed doors, and I had to rely on this quote to let go of the things that were not meant for me so that I can receive the things that were so much better that God already had assigned for me. Yep. I just had to stop being focused on the distracting wrong things.
Yeah, it happens to all of us, honey. That's another reason why we have this podcast, to share, you know, our experience, you know, the past, I guess, 30-something years that we've been on this earth.
I know, right?
And crazy.
I have to say, as much as, like, aging and all of that is whatever.
I like my 30s way better than my 20s.
Exactly. You read my mind. I love my 30s
because you're still kind of like young enough to be like good looking.
Yeah.
but you're wise enough not to make the mistakes, those crazy mistakes that you made in your 20s that could have almost cost you like everything.
And you're just so much happier.
Yeah.
Like you don't give a shit what people think.
You're at
like,
peace. Yeah.
You don't have the insecure like body stuff going on.
I love my 30s.
You're just like comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's the best thing ever. And I also always like to say when people like comment on age, I always like to say the quote of aging is a privilege denied to many.
Oh, God. Lovely that one.
Because we've all lost very someone true. Close to yep. us. And, you know, if only they could be here, that would be amazing. So
yeah,
I'll take aging any day over the alternative.
Facts. Love that one, honey.
As loyal Here's the Sitch listeners, you guys know that Mike and I lead our life with fitness.
Super facts, honey.
So we've been using Beachbody On Demand, and it comes as no surprise that we are going to be stuck in our homes for the foreseeable future. Let's make sure together to avoid the complacency. It is important now more than ever to stay active and keep your body moving. With Beachbody On Demand, you can work out and even take classes in the comfort of your own home. Personally, I've been doing the Morning Meltdown 100. I start every day strong and I committed to 100 workouts to build my best body ever. The best part about it is that it's just 30 minutes per day and I get it checked off even before my morning coffee. I challenge you guys to join me in the Morning Meltdown program. You can access Beachbody On Demand anywhere and anytime. You can view it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. They have the best deal in fitness right now, and listeners of Here's the Sitch can try it absolutely free, no strings attached. Your special free trial membership when you text SITUATION to 303030. That's a completely free membership to Beachbody On Demand when you text SITUATION to 303030. As Mike would say, that is a good situation. Get your fitness on, join me for the Morning Meltdown, and let me know how you guys are loving it. Again, just text SITUATION to 303030 and get your free Beachbody On Demand program right now. You can access their workout plans, their nutritional advice, and their support totally risk-free.
Sounds like an awesome situation, honey. All right, next caller, honey.
All right, this one is from Los Angeles.
My two cents about this quarantine and coronavirus and the showers. Honestly, I shower like once every 2 days. I do want to mention that the fact that I am the way, you know, I am is because, you know, our body needs some type of virus or bacteria to fight against. So if I am clean 24/7, then I feel like my body is very fragile. And I don't trust it. I have been doing this for years, like practically the 30 years of my life that I have been around. So I keep it going.
Well,
that was interesting.
That was a different perspective.
Heard. So I want to just get this right. So she'll shower for one day and then she'll take 2 days off, correct?
One or two.
I thought it was 2 days. I thought she said I'll shower.
Every 3 days.
I thought that's what she said. I thought she said she takes a shower and then 2 days off and then another shower. Yeah. Wow. I'll be honest. I think that's a situation, but to each his own. I mean.
Yeah, listen, if that's what's working for her for 30 plus years.
But what is her rationale? She wants to say that if she's clean, then she's fragile, I guess. If she's clean,
that's what she's saying. Like, You need the health. It's like the healthy bacteria.
I agree. Okay.
So I take a probiotic for that internally. I don't think I need any kind of bacteria growing on my surface of my skin. But that's my comfortability with that one. So I don't know.
And she's been.
But there are healthy bacteria.
And she's had this routine for 30 years, guys.
Right. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. I wonder, is she married or single?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Because I would not be okay with you showering every 3 days.
Maybe I'll try to hook her up with Vin. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. All right.
Coming in hot. We got one from Melanie.
Oh, coming in hot, guys.
Hey, guys. This is Melanie from Virginia. Just want to call and say I love listening to your podcast. It's something fun and light to listen to after working all day in healthcare, and I am totally making fun of the ones who are sitting in their cars with their mask on. Yeah, come on, guys. Also, can we talk about the gloves? I mean, hello, cross contamination. Don't be dumb. Use your head.
I love that.
That was good. I do like that. I actually want to talk about the gloves situation.
Yes, me too. Go ahead.
I saw that in certain states they have signs up on doors that say, please do not bring any gloves into, our establishment or
thank you
because it's cross contamination.
Thank you.
Common sense.
Please.
Exactly.
Can New Jersey, we do this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Murphy, can we do it?
Yeah, I don't know if all states have adapted that, but I believe it or not, I think it was Florida.
Stop.
I'm not even joking. Yeah, I'm big on like surfing the net, and I think it was Florida that was doing it. Yeah.
Wow. The gloves are just a serious situation, guys. I mean, I was getting gas the other day, and I watched a woman pull up, was driving her vehicle with her gloves on. So whatever she had touched, wherever she was prior, all over her steering wheel, over her gear shifter, her radio buttons, her cell phone, I'm sure, her earbuds. And she gets out of the car. She touches the gas station door to the convenience store, goes in the convenience store, does whatever she does in there. Gets out, gets back in the car, drives away. The whole time the gloves stayed on. Now, to me, there's a million points of cross-contamination there.
Yes.
When you could have just done a blob of hand sanitizer when you got back in the car.
Agreed.
And when you got out of the car.
Agreed. But I have a question for you. I got gas yesterday in New Jersey, obviously, and he was wearing gloves. I handed my credit card to him. Should he be wearing gloves in that particular situation? And this is just conversation piece, guys, because obviously who are we to say who should be wearing gloves or not, but this is why we're having the podcast. What do you think, honey?
I'm anti-gloves. I don't know what he should do.
In that particular situation?
Well, I don't know.
What are we comfortable with? What are you comfortable with?
He might need to, because maybe he's just constantly touching people's cards at the gas pump.
Yeah.
That's fine. He's not in his car, food shopping, at the convenience store, picking up his takeout food. You know what I mean?
That woman was
running errands with gloves on. I see people in Target with gloves on. It grosses me out. Like, you know that saying from A League of Their Own that I always say to you? It's like one of my favorite scenes.
I know what you're going to say.
It's like, use your head, use your brain. It's that lump 6 feet above your, or 3 feet above your ass.
Yes.
Like, come on, guys. Let's just wash our hands. It works.
Uh-huh.
And if you can't wash your hands, use some hand sanitizer.
I have carry around hand sanitizers with me and a canister of...
You bet your ass you do.
Of Lysol wipes.
Yeah.
And I usually, if I'm out and running some errands, I wipe down my steering wheel and things like that.
Yeah, we haven't taken to the glove culture yet. We're just doing the masks. And I think that's all we will do.
And also, to be honest, guys, we are like tiptoeing back into societies, to be honest with you. Like, we're not rushing back out into the masses.
No.
Just in case there is
a second wave.
You know, we're just being smart about it. Not that there will be or there won't be, but, you know, I'm not taking any chances. I just got out of prison about a couple months ago.
Yeah, we're going to play it safe.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get back to our next caller.
Hey, Situation and Lauren, this is Mike. Calling to see how you guys find the motivation to stay a fit couple with all the food temptations. We find it hard. We try to stay healthy, but, man, we love food. And we come across a lot of good food. It's hard to say no. How do you find the motivation? Thanks.
Ooh. How do you find the motivation to stay a fit couple with all of that food temptation out there?
Well, I mean, we love food. Everyone knows that.
I mean, we have a show called Eating Our Best Life.
Exactly. We love food, but also maybe we'll refer him back to one of our other podcasts that reference balance.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Always keeping in mind balance in life. And also our job, guys, is to be in front of the camera. So we always have to keep in mind that if we are binge eating for days and days on end, that eventually we probably won't have a job possibly. Right, Amaria?
Yeah. Well, it's like a multifaceted thing. The harsh reality is that people are not going to want to employ you in front of the camera if you don't have it together. Honestly, physically, it's the truth of the industry.
I'm sure I could put on some weight like I did during the prison when I was about to go to prison, but you know.
Yeah, but even when we were talking about other shows,
when I was shopping other TV shows, they were like, oh, like call us back when you have a six pack.
Yeah, yeah, they were like, send a picture of what you look like with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Just to confirm that you weren't like super fit. And it was not a fitness show, guys. It was just like, you know, hosting a show.
Yeah.
So it's a harsh business, but it keeps us on track. Yeah. It also keeps us accountable.
Yeah. And also it's for health-wise.
I mean, 1,000%
if you're not taking care of your fitness, your lifespan probably will deteriorate, am I right?
Yeah, 100%. Your health, everything.
And your quality of life.
Exactly.
Which you just mentioned, happiness. You will be probably more victim to depression, anxiety, self-doubt when you're not, you know, combating that with fitness.
Right.
Obviously, exercise and nutrition.
And I do think the benefit of us seeing ourselves on camera and it facing ourselves is exactly that. We don't, you know, we can't be behind a desk where you're not really seeing yourself putting on the weight or going up or down on the scales. We could watch an episode and be like, wow, I wasn't working out as much there. You know what I mean? Like you can kind of see back like your ups and downs and you could feel better about when you're doing everything right. You know what I mean?
And well, also
kind of keep yourself on track that way.
Also, as a family, we have like mantras that we live by, like, both of us. And one of them is we lead life with fitness.
Yep.
And that alone, like, you know, I would just personally recommend to any of our listeners to adopt that mantra. There are other mantras as well. You know, do something today to make your future self proud. And we're always, you know, progress over perfection. And we're always trying to be better than the day before.
Right.
So all that stuff is we're always on the constant pursuit of being our best self. And we wouldn't be able to do that if you were binge eating all the time.
Exactly. And I think the key of it all is really moderation and balance. Like you said in the beginning, because we do host a show called Eating Our Best Life. We do love food, but we're not doing that 24/7.
I have a character on TV that I created, BDS Loves His Foods.
Yeah, Big Daddy Sitch.
Big Daddy Sitch. So, you know what I'm saying? Of course.
The struggle is real. And we get it. But, you know, we're also like, you only live once, guys. Like, we only get this chance on Earth. So have that piece of cake in moderation.
No.
Don't finish the whole thing.
Have the cheat day.
Exactly.
Implement balance. Exercise throughout the week and have that cheat day and just turn up and eat your best life. And that's exactly what we do.
I love that.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. But before we leave, I'm going to need you guys to call our hotline, honey. What is the hotline again, honey?
732-898-0414.
Anyone from Florida, I want to end this thing right. Anybody from Florida, I want to know how you guys are doing down there. I want to know, are the gyms open? Are the restaurants open? How is everything down there? We want to know what the sitch is. Yes. All right, guys?
Give us the sitch on the Floridian way of life. We love you guys. Stay safe, stay healthy. And
see you next time, guys.
See you next week.